yeah, it was hard to watch. I'm not a great watcher, so I was pretty nervous, to be honest, and still nervous now. The feeling hasn't gone, so yeah, obviously Jimmy batted unreal. That's a hell of an innings, so pretty fortunate to have him in our team, really, and yeah, good team performance as well. He knew with the ball, did very well, so yeah, I guess in these games you just got to do enough, and I guess today we did, and Auckland put up a hell of a fight, so.
Finals footy.
Yeah, that's just finals footy, isn't it, I guess, but yeah, we got to, I guess, enjoy the game now, and then travel home tomorrow, and then on Friday recalibrate and get ready for another big game.
Jimmy hardly celebrated his 100, let alone his 50. It was like he meant business.
Yeah, I think James has really bought into Wellington and the environment of what we're doing, and I think he got 100 in Dunedin, but didn't get us across the line, and that really hurt him. So I think today he really meant business. He wasn't mucking around, and I think it just shows that he's a great team man for us, and personal milestones didn't mean anything. His job was to get us across the line, and thankfully he did.
That's a five-edged philosophy, isn't it? Help each other.
Yeah, it is. I think we've done some really strong stuff on our culture this year, and I guess we're starting to see the rewards of it now. If we got people like James Neesham brought in to our environment and to our culture, then we're only going to be better off for it, and we've seen that today.